Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on this worldwide transmission against tyranny. It is the 19th day of December 2006. It is a Tuesday. I had some guests lined up today, but I decided, as I do on a routine basis, to go ahead and cancel them because I want to have time to cover the news and some of the important issues that face humanity as we fight the global overlords of the New World Order. We'll have wide open phones, whatever issue, whatever story, whatever news item you wish to discuss, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. A story here that's been getting a lot of attention was an article written by Jerome Corsi for Human Events and a clone of it for WorldNet Daily. North American Union leader says merger just a crisis away, leading intellectual force behind effort towards EU-style unity looks at future. And he says, one more 9/11 attack, and we'll have our full North American Union. That's the same thing that basically General Tommy Franks, when he was on the secret payroll as a propagandist for the White House after he got out of the military, said, oh, it's sad, but it's what's going to happen. It's what the people want. An end of the Constitution, a military dictatorship after one more attack. And I remember on Nightline, the Wednesday, a week after 9/11, nine days after 9/11, UN General McKenzie, the former head of UN peacekeeping forces, he'd just gotten out of the UN, was on Nightline, and he said the answer is a North American continental security perimeter operated and run by I-4 International UN force. I saw it with my own two eyeballs, heard it with my own two little ears. And now they have pushed North American Union in the name of security. Homeland Security took over most of the federal agencies and through SPP, which is the U.S. chair of it, being Michael Chertoff. Through that system, they claim that getting rid of our borders is what is going to give us security. That's why U.S. forces will man the Mexican port facility down on Mexico's west coast. Mexico will be given the Kansas City inland port. U.S. and Mexican forces will be up in Canada. And this is just one way they merge our countries. We're already inside the North American Union. We're already inside this system. And there's still massive denial on the subject. So I would suggest to callers, I would hope, you know, we don't screen your calls, and you can bring up whatever issue you'd like or news story you'd like. But I would suggest that we talk about the North American Union to be merged with the Pan-American Union and then merge with the other two Asian and EU unions. This is the official public plan, but still the general public isn't aware of it. It's been in quite a few newspapers, on a few national TV shows, and on C-SPAN as CFR members brag about the destruction of the country and crow like a bunch of gamecocks. But still, on any given day, you type North American Union into Google, you'll get a handful of mainstream articles. There should be hundreds. So we'll cover this, get into the Democrats wanting to expand the war, of course, as we said they would, and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, and Infowars.com.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, a top bioweapons expert has gone public in the last week saying clearly the anthrax attacks are an inside job launched by our federal government as a pretext for a total police state in America. We've had this video surface that clearly, and the voice print's been done by a major university professor, it's clearly McVeigh. Years after, a year and a half after he'd supposedly left the military, people are asking why is that so important? Because we always knew he was in a secret military project. We knew he was involved with Iraqis that were in a secret U.S. government project. And we know that he was basically a patsy, just like Lee Harvey Oswald was a U.S. government agent and was coded in the CIA registry as an agent, and that was a staged event as well. This is huge news. We have Hillary coming out and saying, well, I wouldn't have voted for the war 4 years ago, but I'm still for the war now that we're there, and I wouldn't have changed my vote. So weird doublespeak there, if you can figure that out. And she wants 30,000 more troops, and she wants to go ahead and go into Iran. So this is the type of behavior we're witnessing by the Democrats, the Armed Services Committee chairman that's coming in, who doesn't know who the Shiites are. He thinks they're al-Qaeda, and it's the opposite group, even if you believe the fairy tale. He wants 30,000 more troops, and Democratic constituency, the main line is saying, let's just continue the war now. As long as Democrats are running it, everything's fine. And the Iraq study group has done their job. They've depoliticized it. They have, quote, put it into this political process where it can be drug out for year after year while the defense contractors make their profits. And there's a story getting a lot of attention where North American Union leader says the merger just a crisis away. American University professor Robert Pastor, who I want to get on the broadcast, big CFR member, helped write the document, which was basically word for word put into law by executive fiat last March and then expanded last December by Bush, Paul Martin, and Vicente Fox in Waco towards the North American community. He says one more big terror attack, and that's how we'll get our North American Union, selling it that no borders equals security. So I want to break down that report. Also, the U.S. is planning a Persian Gulf buildup as a warning to Iran. This being reported by several big newspapers and the Drudge Report, as well as CBS, planning a Gulf buildup. This is the biggest naval buildup we've ever seen in modern history since the British blockade of the Suez Canal. They've got four carrier task force groups there. To give you an idea how big this is, on the launch of Gulf War I, they had three carriers. In Gulf War II, they had three carriers. Biggest buildup by the U.S. ever. Ever. And open discussions by the neocons of just going ahead and having the lame duck Bush launch an attack. Unbelievable. Unbelievable type report. Annie War comes out with a headline that I agree with. Hillary Clinton, war goddess, she wants permanent bases in Iraq and threatens war with Iran. Also report here, RFID passports cloned within 5 minutes. They are designed for identity theft. That's why our passport system has gone over to this by law starting January 1st. But already this year, everybody I've talked to who's getting passports have the RFID embedded in them. We'll break down that report. Hockey player fired for not signing a flag for U.S. troops. Also, Litvinenko killers use plutonium worth $10 million to give massive overdose. And Litvinenko's father thinks the Russian government killed him. Litvinenko on his deathbed said the Russian government killed him. But people don't want to listen to what he'd say on his deathbed. They think he would just lie and say that to blame an innocent party. That's mental gymnastics. There's some evidence the oligarchs could have done it, but it's clear Litvinenko and his father think that Putin did it. But according to some, Putin's this wonderful creature here to help us, and Russia's a good friend. And just, again, Russia does no wrong. It's all Israel. No other evil on earth is ever engaged in, not in China, not in Russia. It's only Israel. They are the only group that is capable of engaging in sin. If you slip on a banana peel, if you get lung cancer, if you have an automobile accident, it's sure to be done by Israel, which, again, neutralizes any real debate and creates a red herring. Again, I'm not defending Israel here. I just get tired of everything being Israel instantly. Again, I don't know who killed Litvinenko, but more and more evidence leans towards Russia. And I know we're told this is meant to frame Putin. Putin doesn't care. He wants people to know he's having them killed. He wants intimidation. I mean, speaking of Russia, digressing here for a moment, there's big reports out from New York to L.A. where there are protests, video police grabbing people's cameras, saying, get those cameras. They steal people's cameras. They do it on video while others tape it. They don't care. They put people in free speech zones where no one can even see what they're saying or doing, or no press can cover them. This is done to frustrate protest. Well, the same thing happened over the weekend in Moscow. A few thousand people bravely showed up to protest against Putin and his police state, and before they could get out of their cars or buses, they were arrested by the hundreds and beaten by riot police. Because, quote, they didn't have a permit and they wouldn't go to designated free speech zones. But oh, our press was, oh, this shows what a police state Russia is and how bad they are. And you're darn right they're bad. You see, instead of just running over them with tanks or beating them in the streets like they do in China, now it's put into a process. See, it's a process of tyranny. Oh, you didn't get your permit. Oh, well, we wouldn't issue you a permit. Oh, and you've got to go down here down this alleyway and sit in a pen where nobody can see you. You see, that's the new America as well. I think that's a extremely important facet to discuss. Also, the Associated Press is falsely suggesting that the National Security Agency can eavesdrop on Americans without a warrant. Bush, by executive order, has said they can do this, and by memorandum. But they have not yet gotten a law passed in Congress overturning the Fourth Amendment, and even if they do, that law is null and void according to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the great body, the great mass of case law. But, again, they're creating this illusion now that, hey, you don't need a warrant anymore. And we've got local sheriffs on television saying, we've got Margo Frazier back when she was the jackbooted, buzz-cutted commander here locally saying, we don't need warrants anymore. I got to find that tape. Oh, no, we don't need warrants. They searched a whole street, bunch of houses, had people sitting fire ants, kick dogs, we went out and did interviews. When she got on the news, they said, well, you didn't have a warrant. She said, we don't need warrants anymore. Because she said so, because there was a policy she heard about. You people are sick. But the border's wide open, and the illegal aliens don't have to have IDs to get bank accounts or housing loans. Let's go to your calls. I want to start the broadcast early with your calls. I love the different directions you take us on. It's like spinning the wheel, the wild card, and then before the hour ends, I'll get into the North American Union in detail and some of the latest developments there. We'll go to John, then Kitty, then Heavy, then David, Johnny, and others. John, you're on the air from Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, a couple things. One, I heard on the radio this morning, have you heard about the case of David Vance? Is a contractor in Iraq, and he found out that the company he was working for was Iraqi company, was smuggling weapons to the insurgents, and he ended up being kept in the prison that Saddam Hussein is. He ended up being arrested, basically, after blowing the whistle on weapons being smuggled to the insurgents.
And who was smuggling them?
He worked for an Iraqi security company, and it was he's an American, but the company he worked for was Iraqi. And he found out that they were smuggling weapons to the insurgents. It also, in the New York Times report, said that he saw American soldiers who would trade bullets for alcohol and other things, had weapons repairs. And I heard him being interviewed on the NPR program On Point this morning, and it was kind of really crazy how some of the lawyer that was arguing for the other side was saying, well, he was in a war zone, and so it means he doesn't have any rights. But he got picked up at the U.S. Embassy. So someone called in and made the point, wasn't the U.S. Embassy American soil? And the lawyer then said, well, I'm not sure if that's true or not, but he was in a war zone and da-da-da-da-da. So they've gone from saying that Iraqis and terrorists...
Well, that's what they do. That's what they do. They take a huge story... that shows that our government, the Israelis, the British, are busy arming, quote, the insurgency to keep the war going. I haven't seen this new report, but it fits in with all the past, literally hundreds of reports confirmed of this. And then they spin it into, oh, this just shows how things are crumbling. And then our government, you're saying, allowed an American citizen to be hauled off to the Baghdad airport there.
I can email you the report.
I'm sure I can type his name into Google News and find it. You say his name's Robert Vance?
David Vance. And also On Point had a radio archive of him being interviewed on the radio this morning also.
Okay, what was the final point you were going to make about this?
Well, that was all about this. But also, you're asking about the North American Union. There's some news here in Tennessee I saw in the newspaper about a month or so ago. They're trying to bring the toll roads here now, using the argument that they're not getting enough money from the gasoline tax.
That's they're going to be their main taxing mechanism. Okay, thank you. I'll comment on that when we get back. Simultaneously they're announcing that existing roads are going to be toll roads. And then if you read the fine print, almost in all cases it's foreign owned. And we're going into receivership. And even a lot of patriots don't want to admit how bad it is. We have to admit how bad it is to then set about fixing it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. It hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
Welcome back.
You that never done nothing.
Yeah, the caller mentioned that in Tennessee it's in their paper how great it is and how wonderful it is. And whether you live in Austin, Texas or Knoxville, Tennessee, or if you live in Boise, Idaho, it doesn't matter, or Los Angeles, California, or New York. It's the same article. There's not as much gas tax money. and the roads are falling apart, and there's no money, and we've got to have a toll road tax on existing roads and on new roads to fund it. Well, number one, we have the Texas Department of Transportation documents, California Department of Transportation documents, they've all come out, that they are making record amounts of money. Now, you don't need their documents to know that. If we're using 15 million barrels of oil a decade ago, and they're using 22, 23 million barrels a day and growing every year, and you can read the gross receipts, they are just astronomical. And the TxDOT document that came out about a year and a half ago, it was in the paper locally, said that it was TxDOT internally, and it said, you know, this is for your eyes only, not for distribution. This is restricted. And they reported on it, and it said, we've got tons of money. We've got huge surpluses. Why are we doing this, and why are we selling off roads that we've just built or roads we've already just redone to this company, and why is it for such a small sum? Now, people in the agencies high up that ask questions like that are just, you know, think they should be doing their job and, you know, having a good service. And you don't understand. You didn't hear Joseph Stiglitz on the show a month ago, did you? This is when a country goes into receivership. The assets, the infrastructures are handed over for almost nothing. Remember, Stiglitz said they're basically given. The foreign corporations, see, government going back to the 50s set up the metro systems in cities and counties and states and then federal agencies and water districts began taking the lion's share of the tax revenue, and they began investing it in the stock market and in private companies as well until 75+%. I keep saying 70. It's 75+%. That's the latest numbers out from Walter Burian and others. The former auditor of the Air Force has also gone public and done his own analysis and has found 70+%. And so what happens is the corporations get key people into office, key city managers in, key school district managers. They then invest the money. They then revolving door back and forth between government going up the ladder into higher and higher corporate structures. And then they're getting, you know, $1 million, $500,000, $2 million a year salaries. And then they'll rotate back in and get $100,000 a year in a city. And then they'll, for a few years, and then they'll rotate back in. You know, that's why a politician will spend $20 million to get into office as a congressman, you know, to get paid $100,000+ a year. And so it's an open, delayed kickback in that revolving door. And so the corporations, the global corporations, have bought up the entire stock market with your own money. And then they like to rip off stockholders every few decades. With Enron or Global Crossing, where you'll see them start moving the assets out of a big dummy corporation, so because they don't even want to let you stockholders, low-level stockholders, have a piece of the action, then they blow that out like the mafia, because they are the mafia, and then move that into other assets, and then if you invest too heavily in that, and they'll blow that out. It's all about total consolidation. And that's what your comprehensive annual financial reports are about. And so now they've got 75% of the stock market. Now they're going to raise taxes to a point and devalue your dollar to a point and blow out some of the places you were still able to invest. The dollar sink of real estate until you're totally destitute. That's the goal. Destroy middle class, destroy independent assets. So instead of 75%, they've got even more. And so now they've got all this money and all this power with your tax money. And so now they just go in with the politicians they own and the politicians they've lobbied, and they have the politicians, for pennies on the dollar, sign over with no liability the roads, the water, the lakes, management of the borders, the police. Police are going private in some areas. They legalize mercenaries domestically. Total bondage. Total bondage. See, it isn't about a free market. They're just rounding up the last few pools of capital right now. Then, when they've got you where they want you, the one-child policy starts, the sterilization starts, the extermination starts.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop, because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go back to Kitty, Heavy, David, Johnny, John, others. But let me just say this. I got some friends that go way back. They're nice folks. And their little cable TV show comes on before my little show on Monday nights right now. And I was down at the TV station last night. I'm like running around doing so much stuff during the break, I'm actually at a loss for breath. That's how crazy it is here at this office. And I'm there, and I see the chairman of the Travis County Republican Party sitting there on this TV show. And so at the end of the show, a lot of times I'll pop on because they come on right before me, and so when their show ends, mine comes on, same channel. And so at the end of the show most weeks, I'll walk in and talk about, you know, 60 seconds, say something, and leave. Well, I saw the chairman of the Republican Party in there, so I go in there. And I walk up behind him, and I start saying, you know, Bush is really a liberal, and we need to get past this left-right paradigm, and Bush is for gun control, and Bush was for the assault weapons ban. And the chairman of the Republican Party here in Austin, here in Travis County, very important chairmanship at the state-level politics, he just said, no, he isn't, it's not true. And I said, and he's for the North American Union. No, he's not. It's not true. And he spent more money than all presidents before him combined. No, it's not true. And I went on to say, no, it is true. And then even the host, who I know and who's pro-gun and knows about the New World Order, a conservative person, started defending and saying, well, Bush said he'd sign the assault weapons ban, but he didn't lobby for it. And I've talked about, that's the same thing I got when I was in McBride's, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, 6 months ago, whenever Cheney had shot the lawyer, clearly at closer than 30 feet. They claim they'd shot him at 90 feet or 30 yards. And our evidence showed they'd shot him at about 30 feet or closer. We went out and did a ballistics test. You know, had a policeman out there, an engineer, others, shot it into a latex dummy, boxing dummy. And I walk into McBride's to buy the same gauge pop gun, shotgun, and that Cheney has, you know, the same bore, the same load, a cheaper shotgun, not, you know, not a big fancy carved $20,000 one. And I'm in there waiting to buy it, and I couldn't control myself. I bought another gun for myself while I was in there, one that wasn't just for the test I did. And a guy comes over to me and says, one of the people there at McBride's, nice gun shop, a lot of people in, you know, a lot of salesmen. And he says, hey, I heard you say Bush was for the assault weapons ban. You know, that's not true. And I said, yeah, it is. It's true. And he said, no, I heard him give a speech saying he was for the Second Amendment. And I said, yeah, but what definition of the Second Amendment is that? And I said, unless prescribed by law, which then they claim these laws and regulations supersede the Bill of Rights. And then a manager walks over and goes, hey, Alex, how you doing? Fan of the show. He goes, yeah, he's right. It's true. And the fellow looked like a deer in the headlights. And it's the same thing with friends of mine, people I know. They're just in denial. Like, I thought about getting Jimmy Ritter on the show today. Maybe we can. I don't even think I have his cell phone number at my office. I know I have it at home. I forgot to get it this morning out of the computer. Maybe we can call around and get Ritter's number. I know he listens. I don't know if he can get in, though. The lines are loaded. Because I want to have a discussion with somebody who's not a bad person and who means well. Like, Jimmy's big into guns, big into the Second Amendment, and he was there going, well, Alex, he's not really for gun control. And I just don't understand it. I mean, I literally lose sleep at night. I literally have trouble going to sleep sometimes, even when I'm exhausted. And I you know, it's always late at night. It's when things are quiet. That's when I tend to lose my good attitude that I have and my go-getter attitude, and I kind of get sad. And I'll kind of just sit there on a chair by my bed before I go to sleep, and literally with my head down, just literally grieving for my country. I mean, it's gone, folks. The North American Union's here. Bush is pushing total blanket amnesty. The Democrats are sure to vote with him for blanket amnesty. They've abolished the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, habeas corpus. It's all admitted. The Democrats are all for it now, right along with Bush. And I can't even get people I've known for 10, 12 years who know all about the New World Order to even admit to themselves that Bush is evil. Again, he's just a puppet. And that Republican Party chairman in Travis County just, nope. Bush is a conservative. Well, but I'm a pig with wings from Pluto. Because it's like when we play the CFR clip on the internet, on YouTube, and there's a message board, there's comments under it, and there's a bunch of people in there going, oh, Dick Cheney's anti-Eastern establishment. He's anti-CFR. He's anti-New World Order. In fact, find that clip for me again. I want to play that here in a second. And they post under it. And they're serious. They say, you know what? Either this clip's fake or he's just joking around. You know, he didn't really mean this. No. He's against David Rockefeller. The guy's been financed since before he got into Congress by the Rockefeller Crime Syndicate. The guys vacation with him. They go to constant luncheons with him. They have said they're Rockefeller Republicans. They're implementing it down the line. And then he makes a joke, knowing it's probably too late for America. This bastard makes a joke about it, and these people can't even see it when he's sitting there laughing at them in their face. Here it is.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
He never mentioned that when he was back in his state campaigning. Ha, ha, ha! It's so funny. It's hilarious. The size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has tripled in the last 6 years. Please don't send me an email saying I'm changing my story. I've been saying double for the last 5 years. I looked it up. It's now roughly tripled. It's a little under tripling, if you want to get exact. The budget. These goons are everywhere. Harassing gun dealers, gun shops, undercovers at the gun shows. It's horrible. See, I'm wedded to the Second Amendment. I'm not wedded to that little pervert, George W. Bush, who himself is nothing but a puppet. I mean, I put my life, my treasure, my name, everything on the line, trying to defend this country, this republic. And there are a lot of so-called conservatives out there, a lot of them well-meaning, who just can't get it, and who are not going to get it, and who don't want to get it. The truth is so scary that they can't deal with it. Well, let me tell you something. You should be a lot more afraid of the system we're in and the next steps in this system that they told us are the next steps. You better be, you know, people say, oh, you got so much courage to do what you're doing. Courage. I would have to have mindless, blind courage of an just off the rails courage to know that we have psychopathic criminal elites who are putting poisons in our water and our medications, our drugs, who are destroying on purpose the fabric of society and saying they're doing it, who run giant child and woman and even men for slave labor camps openly. It's in major papers and nothing's done. Individuals who have debased our currency, who have completely bankrupted our nation and our future, and then they openly say they're going to set up a tyranny that is very close to a mixture of the Soviet Union and Nazi principles. And it's the very same grandsons of the people that funded Mao and Hitler and Stalin. I mean, they don't play games. These are devils that we're talking about, as Paris said. I mean, I see an array, an enemy army all around us. There are dark generals laughing at us on television. And then I see people who can't even comprehend it when it's in their face, people leering at them, who have murder in their hearts for you and your family, who are openly declared war on you. And you don't even know, you don't want to know. When they've declared war, and I'm the extremist, I'm the nut job, I'm the guy that's crazy, I shouldn't get upset, I shouldn't be angry, I should sit here and calmly report as this country goes down like the SS Titanic, and we shouldn't even go to the lifeboats, we shouldn't yell, we shouldn't scream, we shouldn't go to the rooftops and the hilltops and the valleys and warn everybody. We should just sit down and shut up and go quietly into the night. Well, you know what? I'm never going to do that. And Lord knows I'm not perfect, but I tell you what, at least I'm fighting. And at least I'm putting in long hours and doing everything I can possibly to defend this republic. It's time for the denial to end. It's time for people who have wedded themselves to an evil system to realize they're laughing at you. To realize there is no lesser of two evils. That's what I'm begging you out there to let burn into your minds. And I'm talking to the people who know we're telling the truth, who've researched what we're saying. I'm asking you to call into other talk shows. I'm asking you to set up websites. I'm asking you to get my films and make copies and aggressively get them out. I mean, I mean it when I say it. And to go on the message boards and to email your email list and to tell them to tune into this radio show today and any other radio show that's telling it like it is. Because we've woken the people up, but we've only woken them up to a threat and that they're being lied to. They don't know how they're being lied to. They don't know, have any inkling just how bad it is. And they're being diverted off into all these other spin controls and into these little rabbit trails and into these steam valves. And it just makes my blood boil. Frankly, a lot of days it just makes me sick at my stomach. Just disgust me. Our bureaucracies, our police, our military, everything is being merged right now. United Nations peacekeeping heads are on Nightline saying there's going to be another attack, and when there is, we're going into a North American Union, and UN troops are going to patrol America. Hey, man, that isn't Alex Jones. That's Nightline. That's the head CFR chair over the North American Union project, American University professor Robert Pastor. Headline, North American Union leader says merger just a crisis away. Leading intellectual force behind effort towards EU-style unity looks at future. Robert Pastor, a leading intellectual force in the move to create an EU-style North American Union, told the WorldNet Daily he believes a new 9/11 crisis could be the catalyst to merge the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Pastor, a professor at American University, says in such a case, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, or SPP, launched in 2005 by the heads of the three countries at a summit in Waco, Texas, could be developed into a continental union, complete with a new currency, the Amero, that would replace the U.S. dollar, as the Amero has replaced the national currencies of Europe. It's already set up. They've already picked Atlanta as the capital. I mean, this is all, I mean, yeah, 10 years ago told you it'd be the Amero. 10 years ago told you it'd be Atlanta. 10 years ago, they were already merging. It's like a month ago they announced in the Asia Times, the Tokyo News, it was all in there. Oh, the Asian Union was really set up 10 years ago, but now the Asian Union Partnership, or whatever the name was, is now officially calling itself the Asian Union, saying the public is now ready for it because of the threat of North Korea. What does that have to do with it? See, it's the same thing here. You know, oh, there's a threat. The answer is multinational forces on the continental border of North America from the Mexico-Guatemala border to the south all the way up to the tip of Alaska. I mean, we're in it. So for all these years, the people wouldn't believe they were setting it up. Now they announce it, and people are just thinking that there's a discussion of it. We're in it, and people now, some people now, I've heard it's coming. It's like hearing, yeah, there's a good chance someday if I live long enough, I'll get cancer. No. You've got it. It's eating up your body. It's in every, it's everywhere. And you're saying, oh, no, I might get cancer someday. You know, first, cancer didn't exist. Okay. When we had it. Now it's taken over the whole body, and then now we've just gotten to the point of saying maybe cancer exists somewhere in mammals. And I mean, I'm sitting here going, look at them, look what they're doing. The cameras are going up, the face scanners are going up, the police have been militarized and brainwashed against us. They're totally legalizing the illegals, merging the Social Security system, accepting, you know, everything without ID cards. for the North American Union. The guest worker program is their North American Union ID card. It's in the SPP documents. It's all being done by fiat, executive fiat, orders to the bureaucracies. And I know you know this. I know you're aware of this, but we've got to get out and warn the people. And I know you've tried, but I know a lot of them just, well, I know George Bush is still good, but he's for open borders. He's for gun control. Oh, no, he's not. I like George W. George W. doesn't run anything. Hillary, that snot-nosed witch, doesn't run anything. Barack Obama doesn't run anything. These people are bought and paid for. They're working together against all of us. All right, I will go directly to your calls. Kitty, Heavy, David, Johnny, John, and others on the other side. Keep it locked in. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
By the way, it's up on the InfoWars.com secure, safe video and bookstore shopping cart. My first 7 films, I've been so busy I never put them on DVD. They're all on DVD. And we've got a deal where you can get them for what, like $12 a piece right now? When you get them as a package deal, they're $19.95 individually. You can get my Police State trilogy. What is that? That's like 8 hours of footage or so. 7.5 hours, all 3 films on 3 separate DVDs, and you can get that for, what is it, $34 That's like a $25 discount. That's up on Infowars.com, or you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. My Vintage Classics, now all available, all my films available on DVD, 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com. You can also write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can also get them all on DVD now at Brave New Books in downtown Austin. Let's go ahead and go to Kitty in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I love you. I call because I have a problem and I don't know how to get rid of it. I got a visit from a truant officer. He told me I have to register my child with the state or the district school. When I called, there's no state superintendent of schools, and I called Charlotte Isabet, and she told me to call the state. But there is no way you can, because there is no supposed state superintendent. I'm jumping.
Okay. What they do all over the country, I don't know New Hampshire law, but it's generally the same. So I'm not giving you legal advice, but I'm telling you generally what the law is. In California and Illinois, they've openly tried to ban homeschooling. First, they say, oh, when you don't have your child in our system, you've got to sign a form saying that they're not in our system, even if they're private schooled or homeschooled. Total control. Here's the state saying they're the guardian, which they've now openly announced. And so they're giving you permission. There's no law in these states. They just say it. Then they openly try to claim you have to have a teaching certificate to teach your children. There's no law, but by fiat, they will send CPS. They will try to call it abuse. They will, you know, because it's educational neglect. You're not socializing them. It's all total color of law, but they'll trick and bully you, Soviet America, into signing forms waiving rights. Now, they're very angry because they want to get your child registered into the system. Then they can start micromanaging. You need to call the county or that particular school district, find out particularly which jurisdiction that truant officer is under. And, I mean, first off, how old is your children?
11. And
okay, and how long have they been homeschooled?
Since the beginning. He probably went to parochial school for 1 month when we lived back in Missouri and when we moved back here.
Okay, so some neighbor probably called you in.
Yes.
A piece of filth.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah, a piece of scumbag. How do you, I mean, you know a scumbag did it?
Yes.
So this un-American piece of trash who needs to be kicked out of this country, because they on sitcoms and dramas and movies, they imply it's abusive, and Bill Clinton has said it, Hillary said it, that it's abusive to not have your children in a government training camp. See, this is land of the cowards, home of the slaves. And so this cowardly piece of filth called this scum on you, and so now they don't have any evidence of abuse, but they're going to try to get into your house now. Even if you sign the form, you're going to probably have CPS knock. If they see any dirt, any dog hair on the ground, any dishes, they will then come and force. Sometimes police will physically put their hands around your neck. Folks, this is standard, and squeeze until you sign forms. They will then grab your child, take them and hop them up on drugs when they cry wanting their mother, and you will enter a hell pit. Stay there. I'll try to advise you on the other side. And you will see, I'm not trying to terrorize you, man. They're going to terrorize you. There's a good chance. It's better to know that the enemy is coming. Okay, the four horsemen are coming. The enemy is coming to devour your family. You probably need to move.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.